Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This old world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today.
Right now on the line, I have with me Justin Batt, and he is the creator of Daddy Saturday. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Justin.
Mark, such an honor to be on with you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I was really comparing our life's journey, and I walked on at the University of Alabama as a walk-on kicker. I was injured my senior year of high school, and it had an adverse effect on my ability to play. And I noticed that you had walked on at a college yourself.
Well, interesting. I actually was injured my high school senior season, and by the grace of God, was able to come back and play my final five games, which I consider to be a gift, as any high school football player can probably relate to. And then I went to Clemson, and I had my cleats in my hand to go walk on, and I decided not to. And it was a life-changing moment. So I actually determined not to walk on and just became a student and very involved at Clemson.
It's interesting how things change our path and where we head in life.
Absolutely. And you know, you look at those two teams, right? And they headed for a collision course the past couple of years. So we can have a good spirited conversation about that for sure.
Absolutely. I was watching Dabo Swinney when I was a kid when he was playing for the University of Alabama. But here we are on Saturday talking about Daddy Saturday. And it's an international movement helping dads be more intentional and engaged with their kids. And your goal is to impact 10 million fathers in the next 10 years and to help end fatherlessness.
That's right. You know, this story really started about 13 years ago when we had our daughter. My wife had a bridal boutique, and she was being the entrepreneur in the family, and I was supporting her. So I was at home all day with our daughter, and then had three boys to the mix every 2 years. I had four kids at home all day on Saturday trying to fill those 8 to 10 hours with my kids while my wife worked. And I was a corporate father, so traveling a lot during the week and often stressed out and tired and overwhelmed going into those Saturdays. And just determined that I wanted to have an epic day with my kids. So I began planning these adventures and activities, and my kids affectionately named it Daddy Saturday. And about 3 years ago, Mark, I was asked to give a TEDx on fatherhood. And I spoke on this epidemic of fatherlessness and really just tore at my heartstrings when I realized the impact it was having on our society. And it wasn't just the lack of a biological father in the home, but all those dads that are in the home that are physically present but emotionally absent. And I just resolved to do something about that. And I had a solution that I'd uncovered in my own family, in my own backyard with Daddy Saturday. And that's brought us to where we are today. It's created an international movement to help dads be more intentional and engaged and give them activities and ideas and resources and education and experiences in a community to do just that with their own kids and to do it with other fathers. And then we're also working to impact those kids that don't have a father figure by providing them mentors and using technology to help them learn the knowledge that a father figure would give them.
Well, speaking of technology, Justin, we're in an interesting generation because we celebrated having the first computer when it came to our schools. We were transitioning from typewriters into computers in the earliest part of our schooling. We watched the advancement of technology that we have today. What effect do you think as we've progressed or regressed when it comes to social media and other technologies that take our minds away from being present for our children?
Well, I think from a parenting perspective, far more is caught than taught. And so your kids are observing and watching the way that you use and manage technology. So if you're consumed with technology and you're constantly only consuming it, you're not curating or also producing technology or producing on technology as a result of that, your kids are going to be the same thing. They're going to be consumers. And if you're consuming that in situations like around the dinner table or in the evening, and it's causing you not to be intentional or not to engage your kids or be present, right? You think of the dad sitting at a sporting event with his head in his phone instead of watching his child play, trying to finish an email from the workday, right? Those things are all caught by our children, and the perception that they have of technology is being shaped and formed by the way that us as parents are consuming it. The first thing I would say is it's very important that we set a standard and be very self-aware and cognizant of how we're using technology and the example that's setting for our children. The second piece I would say is that it's really important that we put proper boundaries in place for our kids because they don't have the same set of values and the same abilities cognitively to appropriately handle technology. I mean, we as adults don't even have that. And frankly, these are the use of cell phones and social media and all the things that we have today are designed to be addictive. They're designed to help us to consume those technologies. And so our children are purely at risk when it comes to those, the use of technology and how much they're using technology. So it's very important you put boundaries in place to limit the way that our kids use technology and to help them use it in appropriate ways and to build those habits early, but later in life they're substantiated. In our house, we have a rule that's called earned, not given. And what I mean by that is it's important that our kids earn the use of technology. So they have to do their chores and make sure their schoolwork's done. And even on a Daddy Saturday, we get up, we move our bodies, we're physically active. And if they're tired and we've been playing all day, then certainly we can go consume some technology together. They can go watch a movie or a show. And, you know, that's very important. The final piece I would say is that what we're consuming also matters. And today, my kids wanted to watch recently a PG-13 movie. And my son, my oldest is 11, all the way down to 6 years old. My 11-year-old probably could have watched the movie and it would have been okay. But when we look down the line, his younger brother wanted to watch it too. He's 6 years old. And I said, those ratings are made by a media service that's prescribing that in their view as a 13-year-old is appropriate for a 13-year-old. And I said, in our standard, in our family, it's probably more like 18 based on our view of the world. And now you want your six-year-old brother to watch that. And frankly, you're 11 and shouldn't even be watching it either. And it reset the standard in their brains for what was okay in terms of consumption. So far more is caught than taught. We need to set the example. We need to have proper boundaries in place for our kids and the way they use technology and what they consume matters.
Very interesting. And as you have stated before, it started with a trampoline, a GoPro, and 500 water balloons, which resulted in a really spectacular, incredible day with you and your children. And then your son Mason was asking, hey, Dad, what's the plan for Saturday? And to get kids in line with the fact that there is something special going to happen with Dad,
Yeah, you know, Saturday is our day. And what I would also say is that Daddy Saturday is a mindset, right? It's not just about Saturday. It's every day. How do you apply intentionality to the way that you approach your children? Saturday was our day because in our family, my wife was working. I have the kids all day by myself. But I would ask the fathers out there to look at their weekends and say, how much of my schedule am I devoting to my family? Something great. It's Valentine's weekend coming up. An amazing plan would be to take the kids for an hour or a couple of hours and let your wife go and pamper herself. Go get a mani-pedi. Go visit with some friends. Go take a nap if she wants to. Go shopping, right? So most of the wives will be really on board with this, Dad, because they get a break and you take the kids. So it's a really a win-win mentality if you embrace this. I think the other piece is that on those Saturdays, yeah, you may have to give up golf or you may have to give up some of your social interactions or you may have a lot going on with your kids playing sports. But it's finding that time, could be 30 minutes, could be an hour, where as a family, it's just you as a dad sitting down and intentionally engaging your kids in relationship. Doesn't have to be expensive, extravagant, or extraordinary. It's just about having that time. And it's the addition of all of those memories added up that at the end of your kid's time in the household are going to create that lasting legacy with you as dad in their life.
Justin, if it's okay, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk some more about this. Let's outline to people how they can connect with Daddy Saturday, this number one Amazon bestseller, how to be an intentional dad to raise good kids who become great adults. Will you stick with me?
Absolutely.
Folks, we're talking to Justin Batt right now about Daddy Saturday. Of course, as he alluded to, it's finding the time within that 7-day week that you can spend with your kids. And so you cut out time and make time that maybe you've been using for other things that are maybe a distraction to you, and focus on the kids and turn your attention toward them. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Something good to
be. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh, we can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Do you look at your home or business and wonder what you can do when it comes to landscapes or hardscapes? Get in touch with my friends at JJ Brothers Hardscapes and Landscapes. Licensed, bonded, and insured, JJ Brothers Hardscapes and Landscapes offers new sod, irrigation, new flower beds, new mulch, blocks, stone, retaining walls, patios, and outdoor kitchens. Give JJ a call at 256-497-8263 or email at jjhardscapes@gmail.com. Now offering pool remodeling and new installs. That's JJ Brothers Hardscapes and Landscapes. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Yeah, after all this time, you're always on my mind.
Hi, this is Rodney Crowell. And you're listening to The Mark White Show, where making the difference in other people's life begins, and we all get on board and give it the best we can.
I still love you. To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. I'm very glad to have on the line with me right now Justin Batt. He is the author of Daddy Saturday, How to Be an Intentional Dad to Raise Good Kids Who Become Great Adults. Justin Batt, welcome back to the Mark White Show.
Thanks, Mark. Such a great conversation.
I'm enjoying this very much, and I know that there are people listening right now that have not heard of Daddy Saturday before. This is a new concept that's being introduced to them as we speak, and I want to make sure that people have the tools that they need to be able to move forward with this. As we talked about in the first segment, you decided to take some time with the kids outside, and that led to the next step of what are we going to do this Saturday? And as you said, it could be any day of the week, but for your family, it was Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that the overarching principle that I hope people would take away is that I looked at my schedule and looked at my calendar and said, I'm going to blend my business calendar, my professional calendar, my personal calendar. I'm going to put those important date nights with my daughter that we try and do at least once a month on the calendar. My kids' ball games go on the calendars if they're a business meeting. And I know if I have to leave work early to get there, then I'm going to be able to shut down, be at the game, and be there fully present and engaged. Saturdays, I begin prepping during the weekend and carve out some time to figure out what I'm going to do for Saturday. It's one of my biggest challenges. We're coming up with all those ideas to keep it fun, refreshing, and epic. So look, I'm trying to help you guys out if you're listening, and we've done a lot of the work for you. So you can go to daddysaturday.com. And on the site, we've got tools and resources and ideas. Follow us on social media at Daddy Saturday. And if you've got an Alexa device, and soon to be for Google devices, we actually have an Alexa skill. You can ask Alexa about what you should do for Daddy Saturday. She'll look at the weather in your area, and then she'll give you an activity indoors or outdoors based on the weather, and even put the items in your shopping list. So we've taken a lot of the pain out of figuring out what to do with your kids and tried to provide some fun activities to help you be intentional and engaged.
Wow, that's incredible. And we have to touch on the subject before we close out. The effect of COVID over the past year has either made more time for this or less time. It depends on the situation for people who are employed, say first responders or in another type of work where they're occupied maybe 7 days a week. For people who their schedule has loosened up and they're at home more, then time has been available because of COVID.
So I would agree with you 100%, Mark, and say that for the first responders that are out there, thank you for your service during this time. I know it's been a very trying and difficult time. I think that's where we as a society need to step up. And that's what I would encourage fathers out there. If you know of children who have a first responder and their parents can't be there because they're super busy, engaged in what they need to do to serve, then step up and help those families out. It's the same thing with the single moms in your community. Step up and help those moms out and provide a father figure for those kids in addition to your own family. As dads, we have enough. We can give that to our communities. On the other end of that, in COVID, many of the fathers came home. Those that were traveling were grounded. And so for the first time in a long time, we had those intermittent interruptions with our kids being home from school during the day. You've seen the Zoom bomb meetings, right, where the kids ran in the room during Zoom meetings, and it created some fun and engaging experiences around that. But what I would say is the intersection of the family and work and home has never been greater. And it's created a new normal where a new rhythm, if you will, for how we can engage our kids during the week and during the workday. And for me, it's caused me to eat three meals a day with my kids in a lot of circumstances. They've gone back to school, but I made a much more proactive approach to going and having lunch with them at their school at least once a week. You know, there's things like that that have happened that it's raised our sense of awareness of how we can engage our kids in more intentional ways because we're around them a lot more. They're around us a lot more. And those what we used to think is interruptions and maybe we're an inconvenience is now part of our assignment as parents to be there and be present and engage our kids in fun and intentional ways.
We may make a plan and say, well, I want to do this someday. Well, someday turns into many years later, and we look back. If we don't make that decision, if we don't make that move, we may be looking back and saying, man, I sure wish I had taken that step.
The days are so long, but the years are so short when raising kids. The average kid has just over 900 weeks in the home. And if your child is 9 years old, think about it, they're already halfway gone. And so the time that we have is so limited to make impact with our kids. And the time that we have with our kids to make an impact and to build a relationship so that when our kids are old enough to make a decision of whether they want to hang out with us or not, they'll choose to hang out with us. And that all starts when they're young, right? I think every parent wants that. They want to raise good kids to become great adults. And that's why this principle of intentionality and Daddy Saturday matters so much, because our time is finite with our kids in the home. We have limited time to make those impressions, and every moment matters. So make it epic, make it intentional, and make it a Daddy Saturday.
Justin, I appreciate your time today, and I want to encourage people to go to daddysaturday.com. They can also email at info@daddysaturday.com. Check you out on Facebook, Instagram. Where else do you want people to find you? Amazon, they can find the book Daddy Saturday as well.
That's right. And then if you want to connect with me personally, LinkedIn is the best platform. So search at Justin Batt, B-A-T-T, on LinkedIn. So I always recommend go to daddysaturday.com. It's the hub for all things Daddy Saturday. Dadboss.com, B-O-S-S. If you'd like to learn how to level up as a father in the areas of faith, family, fitness, and finance. And then for those kids who want to be involved in our Kid Boss program, it's kidboss.com.
All right. Number one Amazon bestseller, Daddy Saturday, How to Be an Intentional Dad to Raise Good Kids Who Become Great Adults. Justin Batt, thank you for joining me here on The Mark White Show today.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it so much.
Yes, sir. We appreciate Justin Batt joining us here on The Mark White Show today. Be there for your child. Be present for your young person and help to change their life.
To live and love in my home. These are my kind of people.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing. You do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.